You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. Why is today a good day? Because we are breathing. We are living. We are here. We have one day today. It's a gift. And so I just want to pause and have everyone take a deep breath so that we're reminded that our breath gives us life. So let's just take a deep breath. Oh, wow. And let's just release it. Yes, just release all the tension, all the stress, all the worry, all the anxiety. Just take one more deep breath. Breathing in through the nose and holding and then exhaling. And make sure you fill up your belly like a balloon. Just fill it up because breath is life. And I just want to say, I just wrote an article called Just Breathe in my friend's magazine, FetLifestyleMagazine.com. And it's just essential. And if we just take a couple of minutes out of our day and do those deep breathing, it will calm us, it will relax us, it will reduce our stress. Because folks, we've been in chronic stress for the last 2 years at least. And now we have so much more turmoil going on all over the world that we really need to come within and just breathe. Just breathe. And I'm an advocate of mental health. Everyone who's listened to my show know that I believe that mental health is human health. And every human walking needs the mental and emotional support on their journey through life. And that's why I'm so excited to welcome my special guest today, Dr. LaToya Patterson, because she's a mental health specialist as well. And she knows the journey that we all go through. And she knows, and she's here to give that support. And so I'm just excited to have her here today. I'm a strong advocate of CBD. Everyone who knows me and listens to me know I use CBD daily, okay? Tinctures, gummies are my go-to, but we have pre-rolls for those who like to smoke CBD flower. We have vapes for those who need that immediate delivery response if you're dealing with anxiety, panic attacks, or if you can't sleep. You know, again, these are things, or pain management, these are organic, holistic CBD comes from a plant. It is a plant-based oil that has medicinal benefits. And every human walking that has an endocannabinoid system needs CBD to create that homeostasis. And so, again, I'm a strong advocate for it. And I'm a strong advocate for the idea that mental health is human health. Every human being needs that support. And so I just encourage you to go to my website, healthyminds.expert, because again, in this time that we're in, we all need the support. And so I'm just going to welcome my special guest, Dr. LaToya L. Patterson. She is a native and current resident of Chicago, Illinois, which is where we are right now today. Dr. Patterson attended Roosevelt University, where she received her BA in psychology and MA in clinical professional psychology. She has a master's in forensic psychology with a concentration in law enforcement from Argosy University. Dr. Patterson received her PhD in counselor education and supervision from Adler University. She is a licensed clinical professional counselor, and she is a national certified counselor. And so again, she's got 12 years of experience working in mental health and counseling, and she has a wealth of education and knowledge to share and support you on your journey to mental wellness. And so Dr. Patterson has worked for various mental health organizations where she's provided counseling to individuals who suffer from moderate to severe mental health conditions, as well as substance abuse and dependency. She also worked for a local insurance company on the Ready Response Team, where she provided resources for individuals experiencing mental health crisis. So again, Dr. Patterson is your go-to woman. Substance issues, crisis issues, really giving you that mental health support you need. Dr. Patterson is currently an assistant professor at Chicago State University, where she teaches master level students in their counseling master's CMHC program. And she also has her own private practice in counseling, and she does virtual telehealth therapy. So she's available to anyone, whether you're in the US or whether you live internationally. Again, we are here to help provide that mental health support that you need. And so welcome, Dr. Patterson.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I get really excited when I talk about mental health, because I feel though we made some very strong strides in mental health, there are still some struggles in how people see mental health and how we talk about mental health, or the lack thereof, because sometimes there's never really conversation around mental health. And I think what's important is the mindset of the individual. People don't realize the connection between the mind and your behavior. So the things that I'm thinking really manifest through my behavior. So if I'm going through stress, trauma, which we have gone through, as you mentioned, in the last 2 years, these have been very unprecedented times. We are seeing wars, we're seeing pandemics, and we still have to go to work, be a parent, be a child, be a student, be whatever it is that you are doing your daily life. And it becomes very stressful and very overwhelming. And what happens is our minds get clouded. We're stressed out. We are in a chronic state of hyperarousal because we are stressed, and it manifests in our behavior, right? So we tend to see anxiety because the body is always in this arousal state and does not know how to shut down. Our brains are constantly going, and we become overwhelmed, and we behave in ways that we wouldn't naturally behave. And so I tell people, there is nothing wrong with speaking to a therapist. I promote that. It's a beautiful thing to be able to have someone be that objective person that you can bounce things off of. And I think we need to have healthy conversation around mental health. And I think there are sometimes some misunderstanding around mental health, because the first thing that people say is, I'm not crazy. Right?
Yep. That is absolutely. Absolutely.
That is the first thing people say. And because you need someone to talk to, or because you're having a moment, or you're not feeling like yourself, doesn't make you crazy. It makes you human, right? Humans are complex individuals who cycle through various emotions throughout the day. And there's nothing wrong with sitting down and saying, hey, my life is out of balance, and I need a professional to kind of help guide me to get back on the path to where I need to be. And I think it's something that all households should start talking about.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, we don't learn in school how to think healthy. We learn what foods to put in our body, right? We don't even really learn the financial piece. But, you know, what I tell people is, just like you want to put vegetables and fruits in your body and good healthy foods in your body, you want to select good healthy thoughts for your mind.
Exactly.
Because if you get into the habit of thinking self-critical thoughts, or thinking those worry, excessive fear thoughts, it is going to cause a physiological change in your body, where the emotional part of your body is going to show up depressed or anxious or stressed. And then, like you said, it's going to then manifest in your behaviors. So people have to understand how our minds work and how important it is to make healthy choices in our minds. And so tell us a little bit maybe about your journey, because you've got so much expertise in, in law, in crisis, and in addiction. And that's a whole nother situation, but maybe tell us some of the strategies that you use, or some of the things that you found to be helpful.
I always tell people this was never a journey that I thought I would ever be on as far as education and even being in the mental health field. This was never a thought, but I'm glad that I'm here. Because as I was going through my collegiate career, I'm picking up all these different things about mental health, personally having individuals in my family who suffered from mental illness and not fully understanding, like, what does it mean to be a schizophrenic? Like, what do you mean? What is that? And so that intrigued me to learn about the brain and how we function and how our brain transforms through trauma. And as I'm going through this, now I'm learning, I want to test it out on people, right? You make your friends and your family your guinea pigs. And you come to find out the things that you learn in these books, you see in everyday life. And I felt like it was a calling for me to be in this field, to be able to help people see that there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Your days are not always going to be dark. Times are not going to always be hard. But I think for people, when we are in the midst of a crisis, we can't see the forest for the trees. It's just like, I'm stuck here. It's dark. I can't get out. And I think changing your mindset is very, very important. And so I was happy to be in this field because changing someone's mindset is a beautiful thing. Getting them to see the positivity in life is the beautiful thing. And being able to speak is like to do. And even on this journey, as being a therapist, it can be very hard for us to have to hear the stories of individuals, to walk these paths with individuals. It can be hard for us as well, but as I'm helping them, I'm helping myself. And so I try to practice what I preach. If I tell you, hey, do yoga, hey, do meditation, I practice it myself because I never want to be that person that is out here giving information, but I'm not doing it myself. Right. So I want my clients to be able to say, how do you know this works? Because I've tried it and I do this 2-3 times a week. And this is how it has helped me. And I'm hoping that you get the same reaction as well.
Yeah. And I think what you're speaking to is being that change agent to not only yes. teach it, but again, because we're humans too, and we're on our individual journey.
Yeah.
We are growing and learning as well.
I am.
Yeah. And I always tell people, you know, the only thing that we can control and change is ourselves. We cannot control and change anyone else. But when we choose to change how we think, how we feel, and how we act, and switch up our programming and our behavioral patterns and thought, feeling, behavior patterns, it changes us and it begins to change people around us.
Exactly. And what people fail sometimes to realize is change is inward. You have to work on the self. And when you work on the self, everything else that's external, environmental, will fall in line. But people feel like, I have to change Dr. Montgomery. I have to change Dr. Patterson. And then my life is going to be better. No, it's not. You have to do the inner work. Counseling is about work. You have to be invested and committed to doing what is necessary to actually change what you're looking to change.
Yeah. And I think that you have to have that willingness to look in the mirror and it be introspective and really kind of separate who you believe you are from your pattern and your programming.
Yeah.
Because really growing up, we get fed our program through our parents, through our family, through our teachers, through our social media, through our television programming. And so who we think we are is really not determined by us. It's through this program that we've been fed.
Exactly. And I think that's why I feel like it's very important, and people will probably give a little pushback, but I feel like mental health needs to be talked about at a very early age. And I say that because if we look around, we watch the news and we see what's happening. These young people are encountering things that in my younger days, I would have never encountered losing friends, losing parents, seeing violence on a consistent basis, which rewires the brain and how we think and how we function. And so I think having those conversations, and I know schools do like the social emotional learning where they're checking in with the students. And I think it needs to start very early. And I think the conversation needs to happen within the home. When you see that your child is acting out and something's just not right, hey, let's just go talk to a professional. Let's see what they may suggest for this type of behavior. But I think kids need to start early with working on the cognitive, the emotional, and just overall mental well-being. I think it's very important to start that at a very young age.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's when the patterns are still being imprinted.
Yes.
So, you know, our mind loves patterns. It loves familiarity. Mm-hmm. It loves routines. And if we realize and we recognize that we're forming a pattern that's not healthy, mm-hmm. well, then we can be aware that, okay, let me stop. Let me rethink and let me change this. Let mm-hmm. me create an action, whether it's an affirmation, let me create an emotional change, different habit that's going to change this. And so the sooner we learn and become aware of what we don't like that we're putting out, the quicker we can take control and change it. And I think that's the empowering piece of mental health. I want us to mm-hmm. get to a point where you go see a therapist when you're having emotional stuff, just like you go to a pediatrician when right. you've got physical symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're feeling some kind of way and it's not typical from how you usually function or feel, mm-hmm. I want it to be normal to just go, let's go talk to a therapist and let's find out what might be underlying it. Because there's always something underlying it. One of the most fabulous things that I've learned from this rapid transformational therapy program that I'm completing is that our bodies and our minds create different symptoms because it wants mm-hmm. to protect us. It wants us to survive. And a lot of times we don't understand why that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to speak a little bit to, you know, why do people adopt these unhealthy patterns?
You know, and I was just thinking about that when you were speaking, and I think it's sometimes as a way to protect ourselves. It's almost like self-sabotaging, right? If I already have this thought that this person is going to do whatever to me, and I say, aha, I knew you were going to do that, it kind of proves our point, but it protects us from a lot of things. If I go around having a nasty attitude, bad behavior, because I want people to stay away from me, I know that it's going to work because it keeps people out of my face. I don't have to interact with you. I can be alone, whatever the case may be. But I feel like we continue to engage in something we don't know anything else. That's like telling a child, like, you're a failure, you're stupid, you're dumb. And if you're hearing that on a consistent basis, day in and day out, and nobody is filtering in, you're smart, you can be someone, you're a great person, then of course I'm going to engage in self-fulfilling prophecy where, okay, this person says I'm dumb, I'm stupid, I'm this, I'm that, then that's what I'm going to be to prove your point. And so we have to speak life into our young people and into our adults. It's very hard. And I tell my students, because they always ask, how do we keep, you know, this person in this positive space when they're only with us for 45 minutes to an hour? And then they're going back into an environment that is speaking all of this negativity, right? It's hard. But our task is to keep doing what we're doing. Keep speaking that life, keep speaking that positivity until they see, like, hey, this person believes in me. And she's a stranger, but she believes in me. She thinks I can be more than what my environment says that I can be. So we can never get tired of what we're doing. We have to keep pressing forward and empowering our clients to believe this, because eventually we're preparing our clients to not be in our space anymore, to be able to live out there in the world, but still being able to implement the tools that we have given them. And so we continue each time when I work with my clients, we have a positive moment. Hey, give yourself some grace. Hey, you're doing a good job. There's always tomorrow. We have to continue to speak that to people in hopes that it rewires their cognitive thinking. And they say, you know what? I am a good person. I am a great person. I am smart. I am a good mom. But we have to keep pressing forward. And I think it is hard when you go back into those negative environments. But in that 45 minutes that we have you, we're going to keep drilling until it finally sticks for that person.
Yeah. And that's what I want people to understand is that our brains learn through repetition. Repetition mm-hmm. builds retention. So if yeah. you're giving it to them for 45 minutes and then they're going home and they're speaking that same narrative to themselves, that's yeah. my go-to. I'm like, okay, what's your narrative? Because mm-hmm. how you talk to yourself matters. Yes. Your bodies, your cells are listening. Your mind is yes. listening. So guess what? Just like I'm speaking that positivity and life and empowerment and love mm-hmm. and success into you, guess what? You need to do the same thing, not just once a week when we see each other, not just once a month when you remember, but every single day. Why? Because repetition yes. builds mm-hmm. retention.
On a post-it note and stick it around the house. Like just have post-it notes with different sayings, different positive affirmations so that you can see this on a consistent basis. And then it also comes down to people changing their behavior, their environment. And I know sometimes that can be difficult, but you do sometimes have to change the individuals who are in your inner circle so that you can achieve this, I don't know, peace that you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that sometimes you don't realize how toxic your environment is until you step outside of it. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, wow, I did not yeah. realize how toxic though my family mm-hmm. or my friends were until yeah. I decided I needed to take a break. Mm-hmm. I needed to go by myself somewhere and hang out for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think some people like toxic. Some people like chaotic behavior. Some people like that. I don't know if it provides like an adrenaline for people to be in that environment, but when you remove them from that and they see the peace and the calm outside of that, it's kind of like, it's a little shell shock. It's kind of like, ooh, this is different, but they come to like it because it's less chaotic. It's quiet. You can start to see things for what they really are. So I tell people, you know, you have to remove yourself from those toxic environments because physically, mentally, it is very unhealthy to continue to be in those chronic states of toxic behaviors or environments.
Yeah. And I think that's the challenge in changing is that, mm-hmm. again, remember, our minds love that repetition. It loves that yeah. patterning. And so even though it's toxic, and like you said, you might get comfortable, you get used to the mm-hmm. trauma, you get used yeah. to the chaos, you get used to the arguing, you get used to the conflict, doesn't mean mm-hmm. it's good for you.
Right.
It's just what's familiar. It's what you're used to.
Exactly.
And what we have to learn is to make what's unfamiliar familiar and exactly. and make what's familiar that's toxic unfamiliar. Mm-hmm. And that's where the changing in the environment can definitely make a difference.
Exactly. And I think it's hard. Change is hard. Change is difficult. Like you said, it's uncomfortable. But I think people need to start getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's what makes us human. And I think that's where all your change comes in, when you start to be uncomfortable and you start to step out of that comfort zone and you realize, like, I want something different for myself. And when you start having that thought and you start thinking like, hey, I do want something different, you start to do things to align to get that change you're looking for.
Yeah. And you have to tell yourself, okay, Erica, I'm choosing to do something different. I'm choosing a different thought. I'm choosing a different emotion. I'm not getting stuck in that same emotional pattern or that same thought pattern or that same action pattern. I'm making a choice to be different. You have to speak to yourself in a commanding way, in a very discerning way. Like, this is who I am today. This is who I want to be today. I am not that person of yesterday. Because remember, those old patterns that we developed in the past, they may no longer serve us today.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay to tell yourself, that's not me. That served me then, but it no longer serves me now. I have to change, and I'm ready, and I'm leaving that old me behind. That's powerful. That's powerful.
Yeah. And I think when we make that change, we can't be worried about what everybody else is saying and or thinking. Because, of course, people want you to stay the same. Yeah, I want you to be the girl who would get high and drink all the time and would be fun at parties. Where is that person? That person's gone. This is someone new. And, of course, people are going to be mad. You know, they're going to be upset. But that's what happens when things change. People get riled up. They get upset. But, hey, that's something that they would have to deal with. And you keep pushing forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I always say what other people think of me is really not my business. Yeah. It's what I think of me that matters. Because at the end of my journey, the only person that I have to account for is me.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And I think when people realize that it's my perception of myself that counts and is worth the most, I think this is when people can finally step out of these unhealthy zones and really be the person that they want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dr. Patterson, share with my listeners, where can they connect with you? Where can they work with you?
Yes. So my website is essenceofhealingllc.com. Go there. You can find the services that we offer, what we provide, all of that good information. I'm also on Facebook at essenceofhealingllc.com. I post some really helpful things that I feel like people can use in their daily life. So please do not hesitate to use that information. I am here. I love mental health. I love to see people on the right path to being their best selves, because I think we're all, that's always a journey, being our best selves. So I am here for that, and I am here to assist in any way that I possibly can.
Thank you. Are you on Instagram?
I am not yet. Need to get on Instagram.
Okay. Great. So share, we've got about three more minutes. Let's just share with my listeners any last either words of wisdom, of nuggets that, you know, gold nuggets that you can kind of leave them with.
My favorite thing that I like to say to myself and others is give yourself grace. I think we are living in a time where we are forced to push through things. We are forced to keep going when sometimes you just need a break and you need a moment. And we have, you know, the society has created where we have to be hard on ourselves, and we're beating ourselves up for little things. Give yourself grace. There's always tomorrow to create, to correct whatever did not go right today, but always give yourself grace. Do not beat yourself up. We are not perfect. I tell people that all the time. We are not perfect. We are human, and we will make mistakes, and it is okay. But give yourself grace.
Yeah, I love that, because I think that so much of the toxic patterns in our thinking is self-judgment.
Yes.
It's self-judgment. We are judging ourselves in a negative way. Mm-hmm. And that's unhealthy. That's unhealthy, because we've got other people outside of us judging us, you know? And so we don't need to get stuck in that same negative judgment.
Not at all. It's like, you know, the world is going to think what they're going to think, and that's fine. That's what humans do. But for yourself to, you know, to protect your peace and your sanity, you definitely have to have a positive outlook on yourself. And that's why I say always give yourself grace. Because it's very important. It's very important to your mental well-being.
Yeah. And I think that the thing that I like to teach is really learning how to praise yourself. We have to learn how to praise ourselves and how to pat ourselves on the back, because some people don't come from environments where they get that loving, unconditional love or that praise or that, you know, encouragement. And so the number one thing that you can do, like you say, give yourself grace. And in giving yourself grace, encourage yourself, praise yourself, because we're all works in progress. But the key is that you're still working. We're never stop working. Right. We're never a finished product.
No, never stop working. And if, you know, to any therapist, mental health specialists that are listening, please model these behaviors for your clients, because they need to see these things. So within those sessions, praise them, empower them, encourage them. And when they see that, they can use that and they can use it for themselves.
I love it. Dr. Latoya L. Patterson, Essence of Healing, LLC.com. Thank you so much. You are welcome anytime back on the show. And I just want to say thank you. You are a blessing to so many people. And I appreciate you.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. This was a good time. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD.